This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Rob. Welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm joined today by Finn. Hello, Finn.
Hello, Rob. Or should I say ni hao, Rob?
Oh, your Chinese is very impressive, Finn. But I wonder how many more Chinese words you know. 1,000, perhaps?
Ooh, 不一定吧，我只会一点点，其实不是很多啦。
You're just showing off now, aren't you? Not being able to speak a foreign language is a bit of a British trait or a particular British characteristic. We're not very good at it, although Finn is an exception. He can speak many foreign languages, can't you?
Well, not that many. A bit of German, some French, Polish a little, Chinese, of course, Hokkien, a bit of...Japanese?
Yeah. I'm impressed. I'm very impressed, Finn. Thank you. Well, now the rest of us Brits are being encouraged to learn at least 1,000 words of another language. We'll talk more about that soon, but before I start learning my new words, how about a question, Finn?
Très bien.
Do you know which is the second most spoken language in England? Is it A, Polish, B, Urdu, or C, French?
I think I know this one, Rob. Mm. I'm going to say A, Polish.
Okay, well, as always, I'll let you know the answer at the end of the programme. So, as I mentioned, the British are generally considered to be lazy linguists. They just don't bother to learn another language.
I guess the main reason is that when British people travel around the world, they find that English is spoken almost everywhere. So they get by. They survive on just using their native language.
Mm. And I think in the past...The education system was to blame. Learning a foreign language was not compulsory. It didn't have to be studied. When I went to school, we didn't have to study languages to exam level. So I took the easy option and studied photography instead of French. But of course, I regret it now. But that wasn't the same for you, was it, Finn?
Well, at first, I didn't really like it. But, you know, I love words. Mm. And then one day I discovered the Chinese language and I thought, wow, this is fascinating.And it's a key to a whole new culture.
Well, recently a campaign was launched for those of us who didn't share your enthusiasm or have the opportunity to learn another language. The 1,000 Words campaign is encouraging everyone in the UK to learn at least 1,000 words of another language. It hopes to help Britain increase international trade.
And the group says that a vocabulary of 1,000 words would allow a speaker to hold a simple conversation.Sounds like a good idea.
Ah, see. Well, let's hear from the former England footballer and TV presenter, Gary Lineker, who's supporting the campaign. Can you hear what three things he says learning another language gives you?
I think it gives you self-satisfaction and self-esteem if you can speak another language when you're travelling. I think it also gives you an edge in a lot of different areas in the workplace, not just football.
So Gary Lineker says there are three things it gives you. It gives you self-satisfaction, firstly. He means you feel good about learning a new skill. But it can have a negative meaning, self-satisfaction, that you're smug or pleased with yourself. Yes. I don't think he means that here, though.
Yes. He also says it improves self-esteem. So you feel good about yourself and it boosts your confidence.Imagine going on holiday to Spain and being able to converse with or speak to the locals.
Feels good. And he also mentioned the economic benefits of speaking another language. It gives you the edge in the workplace. That means it gives you an advantage, especially if you're dealing with foreign companies.
And it also shows politeness and respect for other people by showing that you've made an effort.
It's something another footballer, Gareth Bale, has tried to do. Last year, he signed for Real Madrid, so he tried to master, or to be very good at, speaking Spanish so he could talk to his fans. This is how he got on.
Hola, es un sueño para mí jugar para Real Madrid. Gracias.
Muy bien. Impressive.
Impressive, yes.
I think he was saying it was his dream to play for Real Madrid.
Rob, your Spanish is very impressive too there. But for Gareth Bale, speaking Spanish will help him fit in, perhaps make him more accepted by his teammate and his fans.
But Finn, I have got a dilemma here.
Okay.
There are so many languages in the world to learn. Which one should I learn first?
Maybe you could start with the UK's second most spoken language?
That's the question I posed you earlier. Indeed. What is Britain's second most spoken language?
And I said Polish.
And of course,
Język Polski.
Yes, of course, you're right. According to the 2011 census, it is Polish. The census also found out that over 104 different languages are spoken in the UK. Before we go, could you remind us of some of the English words that we've heard today?
Yes, we heard trait, linguists, native language, to get by, compulsory, self-esteem, to converse with, to give you the edge, to master, to fit in.
Danke schön, Finn.
Ja, bitte schön. Yeah.
OK, well, that's it for this programme. Please join us again soon for 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.